From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We have a new Project Song online. On Project Song, we invite musicians to our studios, and we give them just 2 days to write and record a brand new song from scratch. For this Project Song, I invited Chris Walla. Now, you might know Chris Walla's work as a guitar player and producer with Death Cab for Cutie. And I asked Chris to invite a collaborator. So he called someone he admired, someone he'd never worked with, producer and musician Jay Robbins. Jay's played with Government Issue, Jawbox, and Burning Airlines. And Jay invited his friend, drummer Darren Zentek, to join in the music making. We documented the entire 2-day process, and you can watch a video of that songwriting and recording process at npr.org/projectsong. But let's listen to the music they created. It's a song called Mercury.
Sit down to Delacroix. I have embraced my tour of beauty like
Music created here at NPR's Music Studios by Chris Walla and Jay Robbins, along with drummer Darren Zentek. A video documenting the creation of this song called Mercury, along with my radio story for All Things Considered, can be found at npr.org/projectsong. Next week, New York City hosts the CMJ Music Marathon. It's a music convention and festival rolled into one. I'll be on a panel Friday, but I'll also spend the week hearing new music, and one of the bands I look forward to seeing for the first time is a young new band from London called The XX. We played their music this past spring on Second Stage, our show that features new, mostly unsigned bands. I think we'll be hearing a lot more from The XX when many people get to see them for the first time in New York next week, and so I thought I'd play a song from their debut album called XX, and the song I'm going to play is called VCR. XX are childhood friends Rami and Oliver sharing the vocals, and the song VCR is from their debut record called XX. The music of MV and EE are the sounds of Matt Valentine and Erica Elder and their friends. Some of their friends include the drumming and guitar playing from Dinosaur Jr.'s Jay Maskus and pedal steel of Doc Dunn. MV and EE have been putting music out since the beginning of the decade. I think I counted something like 30 albums. Most of them limited edition CDRs have come out over the past 10 years. Listen to their music and you'll hear mountain music, Indian music, some psychedelia, and a hint of Neil Young. This is the opening track to their new record. It's called Barn Nova, and the song is called Feelin' Fire. MV and EE, from the CD Barn Nova, recorded at their home studio in Vermont called Maximum Arousal Farm. The song we just heard is called Feelin' Fire. A lot of music I found myself loving this year is folk music fronted by female singers. Releases by The Dry Spells, Lightning Dust, Taken by Trees, The Weather Station are some of my favorites. I think I'm about to add Espers to that list. Espers are a folk band from Philadelphia. They love a good drone as the basis for the folk songs they sing. I like that modal stuff a lot. Founding member Greg Weeks says he was inspired early on by a gothic industrial band called the Pain Teens covering a Leonard Cohen song. You gotta love that one, too. There's a lot of electricity in this folk music, and Meg Baird's vocals are beautiful, reminiscent of the best voices from the late 60s British folk revival. Listen to the opening track of Esper's third full-length record. The song is called I Can't See Clear. music of Espers. They're a band from Philly. The song we just heard is called I Can't See Clear. Dove Man is the project of Thomas Bartlett. Bartlett's been a collaborator with The Swell Season, Anthony Hegarty, The National, and Martha Wainwright, also Grizzly Bear. A recent project had Dove Man covering the entire Footloose soundtrack. He received a cease and desist order for that one. His new record's called The Conformist. His core band consists of a few well-known names, such as Bryce and Aaron Dessner of The National, and longtime Dove Man musician Sam Amidon. There are guest voices by Nora Jones and Martha Wainwright. From the record The Conformist, this song is called Breathing Out.
Tells me that I've waited long enough, but I'm not leaving till there's nothing left to see. If she comes calling after hours, I'll still be waiting and said to the moon to wait with me.
The music of Dove Man from a CD, The Conformist. Dove Man is about to go on tour with The Swell Season, and I mention The Swell Season because we have an exclusive first listen of the entire new Swell Season record 2 weeks before its release. Go to npr.org/firstlisten to hear it. The Swell Season, of course, is Glenn Hansard and Marketa Iglova, who starred in and wrote the music for the Academy Award-winning film Once. Maybe I've been at NPR too long, but when I heard the opening bars to this new Vampire Weekend song...
In December, drinking hot chowder, I'd look psychotic in a balaclava.
I thought it sounded an awful lot like this. That, of course, is the All Things Considered theme. And that said, this is the new song from an album that won't be out until the top of 2010. The album's called Contra. Tell us what you think of this new song by Vampire Weekend. It's called Horchata.
In December, drinking horchata, I'd look psychotic in a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Pinch of crabs, the pinch at your sandals. Glasses at that aranciada with lips and teeth to ask how my day went. Boots and fists to pound on the pavement. Here comes a feeling you thought you'd forgotten, just to sit in sidewalks.
Music of Vampire Weekend, and the song from their forthcoming record, Contra, is called Horchata. When I first met the frontman for Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, Alec Owensworth, a few years ago, I remember coming away from that interview thinking, this is the guy with some ideas up his sleeve. I wonder what he'll do. Well, this year, Owensworth is putting out a record with Flashy Python. They're a mix of Philly musicians, folks from Dr. Dog and Man Man and The Walkman. There's also another record, his first solo record called Mo Beauty. Mo Beauty was recorded in New Orleans, and it's filled with a wall of horns by members of Bonorama. Owensworth also has the bassist of the New Orleans legends, the Meters, and the drummer from another New Orleans band called Galactic. At times, it's a thrilling record, and I think a successful detour from Clap Your Hands. Not incredibly different, but enough to keep old fans and maybe find some new ones. This song from Alec Owensworth's Mo Beauty is called This Is Not My Home, and in parentheses, After Bruegel. A reminder that entire recent concerts from Dinosaur Jr. and The Gossip can be found online at npr.org/liveconcerts and on the All Songs Considered Live Concert Podcast. We also have new Tiny Death concerts with John Vanderslice and Rodrigo y Gabriela. I'm Bob Boylan. Robin Hilton produces the show. Stephen Thompson edits. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.